सुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः विश्वरूपदर्शनयोगो नाम एकादशोऽध्यायः सो हियर द थर्ड वर्स वी हैव टू डू टुडे एवमेतद्यथार्थत्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तम एवमेतद्यथार्थत्वम् आत्मानं परमेश्वर द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते रूपम् ऐश्वरं पुरुषोत्तम So here Arjuna is telling, he is addressing Purushottama Parameshwara. These two words are in vocative case. Hey Purushottama, hey Parameshwara, hey Parameshwara, O exalted Lord, hey Bhagavan, that's the meaning. Purushottama, O exalted among the beings. Then he is telling, Yetadu, Evam Yetadu, एवं एतद् यथा त्वम् आत्थ सी आत्थ त्वम् आत्थ यू डिस्क्राइब सो यथा त्वम् आत्थ एज यू डिस्क्राइब एज यू जस्ट एज यू डिस्क्राइब यथा त्वम् आत्थ व्हाट डू यू डिस्क्राइब आत्मानम् यथा त्वम् आत्मानम् आत्थ यथा त्वम् आत्मानम् विवृणोति जस्ट एज यू डिस्क्राइब युवर सेल्फ यथा त्वम् आत्मानम् आत्थ तथा द्रष्टे रूपम् ऐश्वरम् रूपम् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि ते तव ऐश्वरम् रूपम् द्रष्टुमिच्छामि Drashtum, you know that, come across that infinitive. I like to see, Drashtum Ichami. I like to see your form. Aishwaram Rupam. The form of the Lord. Anything pertaining to Ishwaraha is what? Aishwaram. So Aishwaram Rupam, Aham Drashtum Ichami. Who is Aishwaram Rupam? Tava. Te Aishwaram Rupam, Tava Aishwaram Rupam, Aham Drashtum Ichami, He Parameshwara, He Purushottama, Krishna, Aham Te Aishwaram Rupam, Drashtum Ichami, I love, I like to see your, the form as a Lord, which is a divine form, Aishwaram Rupam, Drashtum Ichami. And how? As you yourself describe. Tvam atmanam yatha atha te aishwaram rupam aham drashtum icchami. I want to see your form as a Lord, which is a divine form, as you yourself describe. Yatha tvam atha atmanam tatha te rupam aham drashtum icchami. Okay, Arjuna's wish. See, you have to express your desire to Bhagavan. Okay, then your desire gets fulfilled. Expressing your desire is what? Actually prayer. You pray for anything. So here Arjuna is praying. I want to see, show me your form as the request. So here, Arjuna is going to include Bhagavan's Vibhuti here gradually. Then he also mentions, earlier he said, Kamalapatrakshaha, okay, one who is of the lotus-eyed, one whose eyes are like the lotus petals like-eyed. ஓகே. நவ் ஹி இஸ் டெல்லிங், ஹி இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் பகவான் அஸ் ஹே புருஷோத்தமஹா, புருஷோத்தம புருஷேஷு உத்தமஹா புருஷோத்தமஹா தென் பரமேஸ்வரஹா. மீன்ஸ் தேர்ஸ் நோ, ஹி இஸ் தி மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்டட், தேர்ஸ் நோ கிரேட்டர் greater than him, none who is greater than him. So Parameshwara, he is calling by two names and he is telling, reveal thy divine swarupam to me. I want to see exactly as you yourself explain, describe. So here nothing in the world can describe Bhagavan's vibhutis, nothing in the world can describe Bhagavan's swarupam, nothing in the world can describe Bhagavan's glories also. Therefore Bhagavan himself has to describe his form. that is what Arjuna is telling. I want to see your form as you describe, your in your own words. Which means our intellect, how much ever we have intelligence, the human intellect has its own limitation. Of course, human intellect is the most exalted of all the human being is most exalted because of his intellectual capacity. But still, even human being has his own limitation where his intellect is not enough. Which means we need Bhagavan's words in the form of Shastram as an aid, extra aid, support to understand much subtler facts about Bhagavan. Okay, this is another important word. So how Bhagavan's words in terms of Veda Shastram is there as a pramanam to understand much subtler facts, no, in support of our buddhi. So it's always said, Our own intellect will be inadequate in discovering subtle things about Bhagavan, subtle facts about the creation, the creator. Our own intellect is not enough. We need extra support of the Shastram. At the same time, Shastram without our human intellect also will be of no use. They both are important. Therefore, Krishna says, that's why, my own intellect is not enough to appreciate your glories, to see your Vishwarupam as described by you, how Bhagavan is, who Bhagavan is. Now, what is Bhagavan's Rupam? What is Bhagavan's Rupam? To know this, we need Shastra Pramanam. Shastra Pramanam is what? Words of Bhagavan. Shastram, Bhagavan is the author of the Shastram. In the sense, Bhagavan is the source of knowledge, all knowledge, including Veda Shastram. That is why it's indirectly said here, Arjuna tells, I would like to know, see your form as you describe yourself. This is a secret, okay? So it is said, Manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtumiti prabho yogeshwara tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam manyase yadi tachakyam maya drashtumiti prabho yogeshwara tato me tvam darshayatmanam avyayam. So here he is addressing Arjuna. Remember, every verse we have to see the word Arjuna is using to address Krishna. First he addressed Kamalapatraksha. Then he addressed him as Purushottama. Then he addressed him as Parameshwara. Now he is addressing Prabho, Yogeshwara. You can see two words here again. Prabho, Yogeshwara. So Prabho, again Prabho is a vocative case of Prabhu. Prakarshena bhati iti prabhu. Prakarshena bhati, one who is of the nature of self-effulgence, the one who shines by himself, one who shines independently, at the same time one who shines as everything also. Therefore, he is called Prabhu. Prabhu literally means, oh Lord. Lord means the one who lends existence by his own effulgence. The one who lends existence by his own nature of knowledge, of effulgence. So he is called Lord, Prabhu, oh Prabhu, hey Prabhu. There's one can be a Lord only when a person lends support. One who lends support, one who lends existence to everything in this universe by his own nature of effulgence of knowledge. Therefore, he's called Prabhu, oh Prabhu. Yogeshwara, another word is Yogeshwara. So, Yoganam Ishwara Yogeshwara. So, hey Yogeshwara. Again, hey Lord. Yadi Maya Drashtum Shakyam Iti Manyase. Yadi, if Manyase, you think, if you think Krishna, Maya Drashtum Shakyate Iti Tvam Yadi Manyase. If you think that it can be seen by me, it can be seen. See, Shakyam means can be seen. Okay, can be. Drashtum to see. It can be seen. So, Drashtum Shakyam, you take it as, take it together. If you think it can be seen by me, if you think I will be able to see it, I'm able to see it. Or it can be seen by me. This drashtum to see. Maya drashtum shakyam iti yadi tvam manyase. If you think I can see this, then tataha tvam atmanam avyayam atmanam darshaya. First he said aishwaram rupam. Now he says avyayam atmanam darshaya. Please reveal thy imperishable, inexhaustible, indestructible, indeclinable form to me. Darshaya is imperative verb, second person. Darshayati, darshaya, Krishna, may you show, darshaya, may you show your imperishable, inexhaustible, indestructible form, avyayam, atmanam, reveal thy swarupam to me, reveal thy rupam to me, reveal thyself, indestructible self to me, avyayam atmanam darshaya. If you think it can be seen by me, if you think I'm able to see this, so here the whole universe is available for objectification. And therefore, the whole universe is Bhagavan's Rupam only. The whole universe can be seen as Bhagavan. The whole universe can be seen as universe also. The person who has the clear vision of the truth of Bhagavan can see the whole, he can see only Bhagavan in the form of the universe. If a person sees, in ignorance, a person sees the world. In knowledge, the person can see Bhagavan. So, the world is the world always available for perception, objectification. But how do you see the world? Do you see it as Bhagavan? Do you see it as Bhagavan's Rupam? Or you see it as the world? If you see it as the world, it is that you are ignorant of Bhagavan. If you see it as Bhagavan, then you have knowledge of Bhagavan. That is the thing. Therefore, Arjuna is telling, now if you think I can see, please show me that. See, in so to see this whole thing as Bhagavan, you need a different eye of knowledge. Without the eye of knowledge, you cannot see the world as Bhagavan. So Arjuna is telling, please show me that. Darshaya Atmanam. Now Bhagavan says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Pashya Me Partha Rupani, Shatashotha Sahasrashah, Pashya Me Partha Rupani, Shatashotha Sahasrashah, Nana Vidhani Divyani, Nana Varna Kriti Nicha, Nana. Nana Vidhani Divyani, Nana Varna Kriti Nicha, Pashya Me Partha Rupani, Shatashotha Sahasrashah, Nana Vidhani Divyani, Nana Varna Kriti Nicha. Now Bhagavan is telling Arjuna, hey Arjuna, Pashya, please do see what you should see. Me Rupani, hey Partha Pashya, hey Arjuna, please see what you should see. Hey Partha Pashya, Arjuna, you see Mama Rupani. Me Rupani means Mama Rupani Pashya. Hey Partha, Mama Rupani Pashya, please do see my forms. How Shatashaha Atha Sahasrashaha, Shatam 100, Shatashaha in hundreds, Sahasram thousand, Sahasrashaha in thousands. Hey Arjuna, may you see my form in hundreds and thousands. May you see my forms in hundreds and thousands. Okay, Shatashaha in hundreds, Sahasrashaha in thousands. And Nana Vidhani. Vidham means variety, various. Nana Vidhani. Vidham, Nana, many. Many kinds, various kinds, various types, various, many types of, kinds of Divyani Rupani. Nana Varna Akritini. Nana Varna Akritini. So may you see my forms in hundreds and thousands of many types, many kinds, various kinds. Divyani, they're all divine forms, and they're of Nana. Nana means various. Nana Varna Akritini. My forms of various colors and various forms. Nana Vidhani Divyani Nana Varna Akritini. Akritini, appearances. Various colors and various appearances. May you see my divine forms of various colors and various appearances of many types in hundreds and thousands. Hey Partha, me Rupani. Divyani Nana Vidhani Nana Varna Akritini Divyani Rupani Shatashaha Sahasrashaha Atha Pashya. May you see, Bhagavan tells him, and we all have to get ready, okay? Be ready, get ready now. Be alert, get ready to see Bhagavan's Vishwarupam now, okay? The Shraddha, be prepared. Now Bhagavan shows. It's like a typical Bhagavan started showing. Like a television, you are watching Bhagavan. So you said, live vision. Okay, live telecast, not telecast. Live, close cast, okay? Not telecast. So Bhagavan is showing now. Arjuna keeps his eyes wide open to see. He started speaking what all he is seeing. Until now Krishna speaks. Now Arjuna is going to say what all he is seeing in Bhagavan. Okay. Now Krishna telling, Pashyadit. Krishna continues to talk. Okay. Pashyadit ஆதித்யான் வசூன் ருத்ரான் அஸ்வினௌ மருதஸ்ததா. பஷ்யாதித்யான் வசூன் ருத்ரான் அஸ்வினௌ மருதஸ்ததா. பஹூன் யத்ருஷ்ட பூர்வாணி பஷ்யாச்சர்யாணி பாரத. பஷ்யாதித்யான் வசூன் ருத்ரான் அஸ்வினௌ மருதஸ்ததா பஹூன் யத்ருஷ்ட பூர்வாணி பஷ்யாச்சர்யாணி பாரத. இஸ் இஸ் பஷ்ய ஹே அர்ஜுனா பஷ்ய, ப்ளீஸ் சீ வாட் ஆதித்யான். ரிமெம்பர் 33 தேவதாஸ், 12 ஆதித்யாஸ். ஆதித்யான் பஷ்ய. தென் வசூன் பஷ்ய, அஷ்ட வசூஸ், 8 வசூஸ். வசூன் பஷ்ய, மேக் அ பாயிண்ட், ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் பொருள் கேசஸ் ஹியர். ஆதித்யான் பஷ்ய அர்ஜுன, வசூன் பஷ்ய ஹே அர்ஜுனா பஷ்ய, வசூன் பஷ்ய, ருத்ரான் பஷ்ய, ஏகாதச ருத்ரான் பஷ்ய. 12 ஆதித்யாஸ், 8 வசூஸ், 11 ருத்ராஸ். சி ஆல் ஆஃப் தம். ஆதித்யான் பஷ்ய, வசூன் பஷ்ய, ருத்ரான் பஷ்ய. சி பஷ்ய இஸ் இம்பரேட்டிவ் வெர்ப் சிங்குலர், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? பஷ்ய, டூ சி, பார், பாரு, பாரு, டூ சி, ஹி இஸ் டெல்லிங். Really must see it as a picture here. Rudran Pashya, Ashvinav Pashya, the two devatas who preside over the nostrils, Ashvinav Ashvinav Pashya, two devatas, they're dual. Then Marutaha, Marut Devatas, Marutaha Pashya. See, Marutaha again, Takarana Shabda, objective case, objective plural, Marutaha, Tatha, பஷ்ய மருதஹ பஷ்ய அஸ்வினோ பஷ்ய ருத்ரான் பஷ்ய வசூன் பஷ்ய ஆதித்யான் பஷ்ய. தென் ஹி சேஸ் பஹூனி அத்ருஷ்ட பூர்வாணி பஷ்ய ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய. அர்ஜுனா பஷ்ய ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய பாரத, ஹே ஓ டிசன்ட் ஆஃப் பரத, ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய, சீ த வண்டர்ஸ். ஆச்சரியம் ஆச்சரியாணி, see the wonders, ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய. கீத்ருஷாணி ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய, அத்ருஷ்ட பூர்வாணி, நாட் ஒன், மெனி, பஹூனி ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய, பஹூனி ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய. மே யூ சீ மெனி வண்டர்ஸ், மே யூ சீ மெனி வண்டர்ஸ் which have not been seen before by you. Adrishta Purvani, it's a compound word. Purvam na drishtani, Purvam na drishtani, Adrishta Purvani. Is it clear now? Na drishtam, na drishtani Purvam, those wonders which are not seen by you before. How do you form the compound? Drishna drishtani puram yani tani adrishta purvani. May you see bahuni aascharyani. May you see many wonders which were not seen by you before. If you already they were seen by you, it won't be a wonder for you now. Isn't it? Anything drishta puram, anything which was already seen by you, it will not be a wonder. If something has to be a wonder now, it shouldn't have been seen by you, isn't it? Anything which has been seen already by you, it's not a wonder for you. Like that, Adrishta Purvani Pashya, may you see the wonders which were not seen by you before. Adityan Pashya, Rudran Pashya, Vasun Pashya, Asvino Pashya, Marutaha Pashya, Pashya, பஹூனி அத்ருஷ்ட பூர்வாணி ஆச்சரியாணி பஷ்ய அர்ஜுன பாரத. நௌ இஹைகஸ்தம் ஜகத் கிருத்ஸ்னம், இஹைகஸ்தம் ஜகத் கிருத்ஸ்னம் பஷ்யாத்ய சசராச்சரம், மம தேஹே குடாகேஷ ச்சாண்யத்ரஷ்டுமிச்சசி இஹைகஸ்தம் ஜகத்க்ருத்ஸ்னம் பஷ்யாத்ய சசராசரம் மம தேஹே குடாகேஷ ய்ச்சாண்யத்ரஷ்டுமிச்சசி இஹைகஸ்தம் ஜகத்க்ருத்ஸ்னம் பஷ்யாத்ய சசராசரம் மம தேஹே குடாகேஷ ய்ச்சாண்யத்ரஷ்டுமிச்சசி. He says, Hey Gudakesha, Hey Gudakesha, you know, you all like the name. Arjuna's name is Gudakesha. Gudakaha means sleep. Gudakasi Ishaha Gudakeshaha, the Lord of Sleep. Arjuna is very fortunate. Whenever, if he wants to sleep, he can ask the sleep, Hey come, sleep will come. Hey go, sleep will go away. Sleep will listen to Arjuna's orders. If he wants to keep awake, he can keep awake for months. He wants to sleep, he can sleep. Hey, come. Immediately will come. We not like us. Okay? So he is the Lord of sleep. Gudakeshaha. Gudakasishaha, Gudakeshaha. Say, Hey Gudakesha, Arjuna. Pashya. Pashyadhya, see that now, Pashyadhya, Pashyadhya, Adhya, today, today you asked, today you must see, okay, today see, Indrupar, do see, today, Adhya Pashya, what should you do, Characharam, Characharam, Sacharacharam, today you must see, Krishnam Jagat Adhya Pashya. Please do see today. Today you do see Krishnam Jagat, entire universe. Krishnam, entire Jagat, universe in its entirety. The entire universe do see today. Adhya Pashya Krishnam Jagat. Simple words, okay? Adhya Pashya Krishnam Jagat. How? Along with all the mobile and immobile beings. Please see today this entire universe of mobile and immobile beings. Sacharacharam. The universe with mobile, immobile beings. Chara, mobile. Achara, immobile. Sacharacharam. With. May you see this entire universe with beings, mobile and immobile beings. Sacharacharam Krishnam Jagat Adhya Pashya. Okay. When Iha, okay, here itself, here, Iha, where Ekastham, you see the entire world obtaining in one Ekastham. Beautiful. This is the very, very interesting line. Okay. Ekastham Jagat Pashya. Krishnam Jagat. Sacharacharam Krishnam Jagat. Iha Pashya. See now. See here. See now. See here. See today. Iha Pashya. See now. Here. Adya. Today. Where? Ekastham. The whole Ekasmin Tishtati. Entire Jagat Kutra Tishtati Ekasmin Bhagavati Tishtati. Like Yatha Samudraha Ekasmin Jale Tishtati Tatha Yat Samagram Jagat Bhagavati Ekasmin Tishtati. The entire universe remains in Bhagavan. But Ekastham, remaining in one. See this entire world, universe of mobile and immobile beings. Here, today, now, remaining in one. Remaining in one thing, one person, one thing. Ekastham. Ekastham in one, in what? In one means where? Mama dehe, in my body. Remaining in me, the one in my body. Gudakesha, yachanya drashtumachasi. You see, this means Bhagavan already tells the whole universe of mobile and immobile beings is my body. You can see this whole body in one, remaining in one truth, one reality, that is myself. Ekastam, ekasmin vastuni sthitam. The whole universe remains in one vastu, one substance. Just as the entire ocean remains in one water, the whole universe of mobile and immobile beings remains, enjoys its existence in one vastu, ekastam, jagat. Then he says, that what is this universe? My universe is my body, mama dehe. In this universe, which is my body, he gudakesha, yatcha anyat drashtum icchasi. See, whatever, yatcha, anyat, whatever other things you want to see, drashtum icchasi. Drashtum icchasi, you want to see anyat, anything, other, whatever. Okay, whatever you want to see, yatcha anyat drashtum icchasi, tat sarvam gudakesha mama dehe pashya. See in my body. What does it mean, see in my body? Whatever you want to see, see them in my body. My body is what? This whole universe. What universe? Idam sarvam jagat, characharam jagat. And where does this say, all remain in one substance, that is myself. One truth, that is myself. Krishna, Bhagavan Krishna already tells he is the truth in which this whole universe of beings remains. And you can see everything in my body, whatever you want to see. Hey Gudakesha, Adya, Iha, Kritsnam, Characharam, Kritsnam, Jagat, Ekastam, Pashya. He, Yacha, Anyat, Drashtumichasi, Tatsarvam, Mama Dehe, Adya Pashya. See, already Bhagavan has revealed, what now? There is no universe outside of me. I am the truth. The whole universe exists in me, the only truth. Okay, Ekastam Asti. Ekastam means that which remains in one. The whole universe remains in me, the truth. Which means the universe is non-different from me. I am non-different, non-separate from the universe. These are all very beautiful words. Make a note of this. I am non-separate from the universe. Universe is non-different from me because the entire universe remains in me, the only truth. Whatever you want to see, yachcha anyat drashtum icchasi, whatever you want to see, see everything what? In my body. Which means the whole body is my, the whole universe is my body. My body is in the form of the universe. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadati te chakshuhu pashyame yoga maishwaram. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu pashyame yoga maishwaram. Natu mam shakyase drashtum anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu pashyame yoga maishwaram. He says, mam drashtum na shakyase. You are not able to see me. Tvam mam drashtum na shakyase. You are not able to see me. How? Anena eva swachakshusha. Swachakshusha, by one's own eyes. Or with your own eyes. By your own eyes, anena with this your own eyes. With this your own eyes, by this your own eyes, you are not able to see me. Therefore, with this, your physical eyes which you have are not enough to see Bhagavan. How the whole cosmos is Bhagavan's body. If the whole entire universe of mobile, immobile beings enjoys its existence in Bhagavan in the form of truth. Therefore, Bhagavan is non-separate from the universe. Universe is non-different from the Bhagavan. There's no existence of the universe outside of Bhagavan. It is a fact. Therefore, Krishna says here, anena eva swachakshusha, it's a very subtle fact. Seeing everything as Bhagavan is seeing the whole world as Bhagavan involves what? Subtle mind. Subtle fact this is. Therefore, this physical sense organs, physical eyes can only see the gross things. So, he says, anena eva swachakshusha, with your own, these pairs of eyes, with your own eyes, mam drashtum na shakyase, you're not able to see. Therefore, te divyam dadami te chakshuhu. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu. Okay? Pashyame yogameshwaram. I give you, dadami, I give you what? Divyam. Divyam dadami te chakshuhu. I give divinity to your eyes. I give you divine eyes. Divyam dadami chakshuhu. Divyam chakshuhu dadami. You divine eye. The eye through which is capable of seeing. May yoga, aishwaram yogam pashya. Here the word yoga means shakti. Aishwaram yogam pashya means may you see my potentiality. May you see my power. May you see my, okay, shakti. May aishwaram yogam pashya. May you see my divine power. Potentiality, potency. Divyam te chakshuhu divyam dadami. Te divyam chakshuhu dadami. I give you divine eye with which alone you can see my aishwaram yogam. You can see my divine potentiality. With your own eyes of, these eyes of yours, you are not able to see me. Means what little present tense, simple present tense verb, take it as you cannot see me. You are not able to see me with your eyes means you cannot see me with your eyes. You need a special eye for that. Sanjaya uvacha. So in between, don't forget this, okay? Sanjaya now comes to the picture. So now Bhagavan has said, and Krishna is ready, Arjuna is ready to see Bhagavan Vishwarupa Darshanam. He is getting ready and Krishna has given him the divine eyes. Now he is so excited to see Bhagavan Swam getting ready. In between, Sanjaya comes and tells Dhritarashtra. Because you must remember what Sanjaya was like, a personal assistant to Dhritarashtra, was already giving a live commentary of what was going on in the battlefield to Dhritarashtra. So the whole thing, whatever Arjuna heard from Krishna, Dhritarashtra also had the fortune of listening to the whole thing from Sanjaya. So when Arjuna saw the Vishwarupa Darshanam, Sanjaya also had the same Vishwarupa Darshanam. That's why he is very fortunate. Sanjaya was a great person. Great, highly righteous person. So he also had vision of Bhagavan. When Arjuna saw Bhagavan Vishwarupa Darshanam, Sanjaya also saw the Vishwarupa Darshanam. So now Sanjaya is telling, Eva Muktva Tato Rajan மகாயோகேஸ்வரோ ஹரிஹ தர்ஷயாமாஸ பார்த்தாய பரமம் ரூபமைஸ்வரம் ஏவ முக்த்வா ததோ ராஜன் மகாயோகேஸ்வரோ ஹரிஹ தர்ஷயாமாஸ பார்த்தாய பரமம் ரூபமைஸ்வரம். சஞ்சய் அட்ரஸ் ஹே ராஜன், சஞ்சய் அட்ரஸிங் துத்ராஷ்டிரா, ஹே ராஜன் ஓ கிங். ததஹா தெர் ஆஃப்டர் ஏவம் உக்த்வா ஹேவிங் செட் திஸ் மகாயோகேஸ்வரா ஹரிஹி த கிரேட் லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் யோகிஸ் பகவான் ஹரிஹி தர்ஷயாமாச ஹி ஷோன். தர்ஷயாமாச பாஸ்ட் பர்ஃபெக்ட் டென்ஸ், தர்ஷயாமாச அதர்ஷயத்து கிருஷ்ணா ஷோட் வாட் பவித்ரம் சாரி பரமம் ரூபம் ஐஸ்வரம், பரமம் ஐஸ்வரம் ரூபம் தர்ஷயாமாச. சோ பகவான் ஷோட் ஹிம் திஸ் மோஸ்ட் எக்ஸால்டட் டிவைன் ஃபார்ம் டு அர்ஜுனா. Bhagavan showed the most exalted divine form to Arjuna. So Bhagavan showed, thus says Sanjaya to Dhritarashtra. Okay, now Sanjaya is going to narrate what exactly he was seeing along with Arjuna. Now what all Arjuna sees, that is going to come. Krishna showed, Krishna gave him the divine eyes, Arjuna saw. This Sanjaya is telling Dhritarashtra. So what all Arjuna see in this Vishwarupa Darshanam? That is said here. Aneka vaktra nayanam, aneka adbhuta darshanam, aneka divya bharanam. திவ்யா திவ்யானேகோ யதாயுதம் அநேக வக்த்ர நயனம் அநேகாத்புத தர்ஷனம் அநேக திவ்யாபரணம் திவ்யானேகோ யதாயுதம் அநேக வக்த்ர நயனம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சி what all Arjuna sees in Bhagavan. That is said here, Aneka Vaktra Nayanam. Vaktram literally means what? Vaktram means face. Nayanam, eye. Arjuna saw innumerable countless faces and eyes. Aneka Adbhuta Darshanam. There's so many wonderful forms. அநேக திவ்யாபரணம், மேனி மெனி டிவைன் ஆர்னமெண்ட்ஸ். திவ்ய அநேக அநேக உத்யத ஆயுதம், திவ்ய அநேக உத்யத ஆயுதம். அநேக மெனி திவ்ய டிவைன் தென் உத்யத அநேக திவ்ய அநேக உத்யதாயுதம் த வெப்பன்ஸ். வெப்பன்ஸ் விச் ஆர் ரேஸ்ட் திவ்ய மால்யாம் பரதரம். அநேக வக்த்ர நயனம், அநேக அத்புத தர்சனம், அநேக திவ்யாபரணம், அநேக அநேக உத்யத ஆயுதம். நெக்ஸ்ட் வர்ஸ் திவ்யமால்யாம்பரதரம், திவ்யமால்யாம்பரதரம் திவ்யகந்தானுலேபனம், திவ்யமால்யாம்பரதரம் திவ்யகந்தானுலேபனம் சர்வாச்சரியமயம் தேவம், சர்வாச்சரியமயம் தேவம் அனந்தம் விஸ்வதோ முகம் அனந்தம் விஸ்வதோ முகம். திவ்ய மால்யாம்பரம் பரதரம், திவ்ய மால்ய அம்பரதரம். பகவான் இஸ் வேரிங். சி, ஒன் சைட் யூ சே த டோட்டல் யூனிவர்ஸ், பட் ஒன் சைட் யூ சே பகவான் இஸ், ஹி சீஸ் அர்ஜுன் பகவான் வேரிங் வாட், திவ்ய மால்ய அம்பரதரம். திவ்ய டிவைன், மால்ய மீன்ஸ் கார்லண்ட், அம்பரம் ஆல்சோ கார்மெண்ட் டிரெஸ், தரஹா ஹி சா பகவான் வேரிங் டிவைன் கார்மெண்ட்ஸ், divine garlands, all of them. So divya malyam varadharam, divya gandha anulepanam, also he saw bhagavan being smeared with divine perfumes, divya gandha anulepanam. Sarva aascharyamayam deva, divya gandha anulepanam, one who has got sandal paste smeared or perfumed, also perfumes, is it like sandal paste, divya gandha anulepanam. See, anulepayati, lepayati means applying, anulepanam, one who has got sandal paste applied on his body, so the way he is so fragrant. Sarva aascharyamayam devam, and this Bhagavan who is of sarva aascharyamayam, Bhagavan is of full of, Bhagavan is of only wonders, Bhagavan who is all of all wonders, Bhagavan is the one who is of all wonders. Sarva aascharyamayam is like, say, mayat here is a prachuryarthe, it's actually in sense of abundance. Sarva aascharyamayam is what now? Wonders. Abundant, many wonders. Bhagavan is of all wonders. Then devam anantam vishvatomukham. And one who is limitless in all his powers, anantam vishvatomukham. So these two verses, when you read them together, you get an idea. In fact, we are not seeing directly Vishwarupa Darshanam shown to Arjuna. How do you understand? We hear Vishwarupa Darshanam seen by Arjuna, described by Sanjaya. Okay? Along with Dhritarashtra, we are listening. We are all listening to Sanjaya along with Dhritarashtra. Why we are hearing only this Sanjaya's description of Arjuna having this, Arjuna having Vishwarupa Darshanam. Therefore, Sanjaya only describes here what all did Arjuna see there. So, Sanjaya is another most fortunate person to have the Vishwarupa Darshanam here. So Bhagavan, he is his many eyes, aneka vaktra, many faces, and aneka adbhuta darshanam, so many countless wonders, aneka divyabharanam, bearing so many ornaments, aneka udyada ayudam, means so many weapons, no? Held. So many weapons held means what? Held in the hands. So many people. How? In hundreds and thousands.
How many?
Yeah.
Why are they in singular instead of plural?
Where?
Like vaktram nayanam.
Aneka vaktram nayanam. Because that's actually objective case, that is. Bhagavan aneka vaktra nayanaha, anekani vaktrani nayanani yasya saha aneka vaktra nayanaha.
Okay.
Arjuna, see, Arjuna saw Krishna as the one endowed with many mouths and eyes. Anekani nayanani vaktrani yasya saha aneka vaktra nayanaha.
Okay.
This is a Krishna subject. It's a compound word describing Krishna. So here, Bhagavan first shows himself as the one endowed with many weapons. There are many weapons shown. Okay, aneka udyata ayudam. There are many weapons which are held in hands in Bhagavan means that shows Bhagavan is there as the dharma to protect the dharma. Okay, for the sake of protecting dharma, for the sake of maintaining the order, for the order not to be disturbed, Bhagavan always keeps a weapon, always keeps all his weapons to keep all the beings in track. That's the meaning, Udyata Ayudam. So, Divyamalyam Bharadaraha, Divyamalyam Bharadaram, Divyagandha Anulepanam. So, he saw, this is the Krishna, Divyagandha Anulepanam. So, Vishwatomukham. Vishwatomukham means, see, please understand again, Vishwam means universe. Vishwam also means all. Taha, Vishwa Taha means on all sides. Mukham having. Vishwa Taha Mukham Mukhani Yasya Saha Vishwato Mukaha. So the one who is endowed with faces, seeing all directions. The one who is endowed with the faces, seeing all directions. Vishwato Mukaha, Vishwato Mukham. So, Vishwato Mukham means on all sides Bhagavan is there. This is the big description. This is big description begins. There's no place, nowhere Bhagavan is not there. Already started. That's why typical, in fact, Purusha Suktam gives you the description of Vishwarupa Darshanam there also. Differently it gives. Okay, now. So Bhagavan's face is on all sides. Bhagavan sees everything. Bhagavan has many eyes. Bhagavan is the home of all eyes, all faces. Okay, and all wonders of Bhagavan. Now we continue here. Next shloka. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapaduttita. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapaduttita. Yadi Bhasadrushi Sasyat Bhasastasya Mahatmanaha. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapaduttita. Thita yadi bhasadrushi sasyat bhasastasya mahatmanah. Here also we'll see the literal meaning first, then I'll summarize the significance of Vishwarupa Darshanam later on. My next class. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapaduttita yadi bhasadrushi sasyat Bhasastasya Mahatmanah. Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Yugapaduttita yadi bhasadrushi sasyat bhasastasya na bhasastasya mahatmanah. Now he says Tasya Mahatmanaha Bhasaha. Tasya Mahatmanaha Bhasaha. See, Bhasaha effulgence. Effulgence of that Bhagavan, who is Mahatma here, Mahatma at the gate made here. Bhagavan is Mahatma. Tasya Mahatmanaha Bhasaha. Okay, the effulgence of that Lord, the brilliance of that Lord, the light of that Lord, okay? ஒளி, அந்த பரம்பொருளுடைய ஒளியானது தஸ்ய மகாத்மனஹா பாசகா. ஹவ் வாஸ் இட்? இட் இஸ் செட் தஸ்ய மகாத்மனஹ பாசகா கீதுஷ ஆசீட். தஸ்ய மகாத்மனஹா பாசகா, the effulgence, the brilliance, the radiance, the splendor of that Bhagavan was such. How was it? He says, sadrishi syat. It was similar to that. Similar to what? He says, divi surya sahasrasya yugapat uttita syat. சூரிய சகஸ்ரஸ்ய சகஸ்ராணி, சரி, சகஸ்ரம் சூர்யாக, சகஸ்ர சூரிய சகஸ்ரஹா, சூரிய சகஸ்ரஸ்ய உத்திதா யுகபத் யதி பவேத். சப்போஸ் இஃப் தி உத்திதா மீன்ஸ் ரைசிங், பிளீஸ் கீப் இட், உதேதி உதயதி, உதேதி ரைசஸ், உத்திதா மீன்ஸ் ரைசிங் அட் த ரைஸ் நவுன், இட் இஸ் உத்திதா இஸ் அ நவுன், உத்திதா ரைஸ், த ரைஸ் ஆர் தி ரைசிங் ஆஃப் திஸ் சன். ஹவ் மெனி சன்? நாட் ஒன் சன், 1000 சன்ஸ். இஃப் தேர் இஸ் ரைசிங், இஃப் தேர் இஸ் ரைசிங் ஆஃப் தி 1000 சன்ஸ், ஹவ்? Not one after the other, not one by one, yugapat simultaneously. Yadi surya sahasrasya uttita yugapat bhavet divi. So if in the sky, if happens, what happens? The rising of 1000 suns happens simultaneously. If rising of 1000 suns happens simultaneously, then bhaha sa bhaha sadrishi syat tasya mahatmanah bhaha basah sa sadrishi syat sa bha yadi bhaha. So that Mahatma, Bhagavan's effulgence was similar to that light. Bhaha means light, effulgence. So Bhagavan's effulgence was similar to the effulgence of that. How it was that as such, how if 1000 suns rise simultaneously in the sky, then that effulgence of that 1000 rising of 1000 suns was similar to what? The effulgence of that Mahatma. So if there is rising of 1000 suns in the sky and the effulgence of that rising sun like that, Bhagavan's effulgence was there. மகாத்மனஹா பாசஹா தஸ்ய மகாத்மனஹா பாசஹா சா பாஹா சத்ருஷி ஸ்யாத். எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் வாஸ் சிமிலர் டு தட் ஆஃப் தி எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் ஆஃப் 1000 சன்ஸ் ரைசிங் சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி இன் தி ஸ்கை. பிகாஸ் Bhagavan's effulgence cannot be explained at all. Inexplicable brilliance, incomprehensible splendor, radiance. We have to show something to make us understand. That's what it is said here. Divi surya sahasrasya uttita yadi yugapat bhavet sa சா பாக சத்ருஷி சியாத். தட் எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் வுட் பி சிமிலர் டு தி எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் ஆஃப் தட் மகாத்மா. இவன் மகாத்மாஸ் எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் வாஸ் சிமிலர் டு தட் எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் விச் இஸ் தி ரைஸ் எஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் ஆஃப் 1000 சன்ஸ் ரைசிங் இன் தி ஸ்கை சைமல்டேனியஸ்லி. It's all inexplicability of Bhagavan's effulgence is explained in this, like in this manner. We have to understand Bhagavan's effulgence can never be explained. It is inexplicable effulgence. That's why that inexplicability cannot never be explained at all. That cannot be explained. That is very subtle. That is what is actually revealed like this, in this manner. Tatraikastham jagat kritsnam pravibhaktamanekadha apashyan deva devasya sharire pandavastatha tatraikastham jagat kritsnam tatraikastham jagat kritsnam pravibhaktamanekadha apashyadeva devasya sharire pandavastada tatraikastham jagat kritsnam pravibhaktamanekada apashyadeva devasya sharire pandavastada. Now, Pandavaha Tada Apashyat. This is how first. Pandavaha Tada Apashyat. Arjuna saw the time. Pandavaha Apashyat. Pandavaha, which Pandavaha? Arjunaha. Arjuna saw. Tada, then. Arjunaha Tada Apashyat. Where did he see? Kutra Apashyat Sharire. Kasi Sharire. Deva devasya sharire, deva devasya sharire, tada pandavaha apashyat. Then Arjuna saw in the body of the Lord of Lords. What did he see? We have to see. Okay. Then Arjuna saw in the body of the Lord of Lords. Tada deva devasya sharire, pandavaha apashyat. Kim apashyat? Look at this beautiful. Ekastham. Okay. See, remaining in one. What? Jagat Kritsnam. This entire universe. Tatra. There. Ekastham. In one place. The entire universe. Pravibhaktam anekada. This one and the only universe. Remaining in one vastu. Arjuna saw in the body of the Lord of Lords. But how did he see? He saw that one and the only universe remaining in Bhagavan as anekada pravibhaktam, differentiated, okay, divided in manifold division, divided manifold divisions, anekada in manifold ways, pravibhaktam divided. He saw this only universe in one vastu, it is Bhagavan. He saw there divided in manifold ways. Anekada pravibhaktam. Pravibhaktam divided. Anekada in manifold ways. He saw, this is what? Diversity in unity. He saw the plurality, multiplicity, divisibility, divisions and parts and differences in one indivisible Bhagavan. Okay. Ekastham. Tatasavismaya Vishto Krishtaro Madhananjayaha. I'm reading the whole thing, then I'll explain significance later. Statasavismaya Vishto Krishtaro Madhananjayaha Pranamya Shirasa Devam Kritanjalira Bhashata Tatasavismaya Vishto Tatasavismaya Vishto Krishtaro Madhananjayaha Krishtaro Madhananjayaha Pranamya Shirasa Devam Kritsnamapuritam Kritanjalira Bhashata பிரணம்ய சிரசா தேவம் கிருதாஞ்சலிரபூத பாஷத. தத சவிஸ்மயாவிஷ்டோ கிருஷ்டரோ மாதனஞ்சய பிரணம்ய சிரசா தேவம் கிருதாஞ்சலிரபாஷத. சோ அர்ஜுனா சா த ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இன் கிருஷ்ணா இன் ஒன் சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ் பட் அநேகதா பிரபிவிபக்தம் பட் டிவைடட் இன் மெனி ஃபோல்ட் வேஸ். Thereafter, Tataha, thereafter, after having seen the entire world of mobile and immobile beings divided, okay, in manifold forms, in existing in one undivided, indivisible reality, the whole, okay, seeing that, Tataha, thereafter, Saha Arjunaha, seeing Bhagavan, the whole universe in Bhagavan's body as Bhagavan, one Bhagavan's body, one truth. Saha vismaya avishtaha, vismaya avishtaha, vismaya means wonder, avishtaha struck, wonder struck. Okay, he was just overwhelmed. Excitement, vismaya avishtaha, overwhelmed by excitement. Krishta romaha, with the, you know, having horripilations. Krishta romaha. Krishta means, okay, pleased. Romaha means risen, the hair. So Krishta romaha means one who has got his, you know, all over the bodily hair also got really, he got thrilled. Krishta Romaha, having horripilation on his body, wonder struck, overwhelmed with excitement. And Dhananjaya Arjunaha, Shirasa Devam Pranamya, bowing down to him, bowing his head down, having bowed to Bhagavan with his dead head. Then Kritanjalihi, and with the folded hands, he said, folded hands, having bowed to Krishna, Arjuna said, having seen Bhagavan Vishwarupam in himself. Tatasavismaya Vishto Krishtaro Madhananjayaha Pranamya Shirasa Devam Kritanjalirabhashat. When you see Bhagavan as everything, you cannot do anything other than bowing to him. Okay? Krishta Romaha, having horripilations, horripilation on his body. So, Krishta means actually the hair remains straight, the edge is called Krishta Romaha. Having horripilations, being horripilated, okay? And with wonder, struck, he was overwhelmed with his excitement. Arjuna saw everything in Krishna's body. See, seeing the whole universe in Krishna's body. Nothing was outside of Krishna. Everything was in Krishna. Ekastaha, ekastam universe. Seeing this, he could not do anything other than just bowing his head, remaining folded hands. With folded hands, he bowing his head, he stayed. He could not do anything other than namaskara when he saw the whole, everything in Krishna. Then now tells Krishna, okay, Arjuna saw, now Arjuna is going to tell. Now we are going to listen from Arjuna, okay. Until now we saw Vishwarupa Darshanam revealed to Arjuna by Krishna as seen by Sanjaya. Now we are going to listen to Vishwarupa Darshanam from Arjuna. Arjuna uvacha pashyami devan stava deva dehe sarvam stathabhuta visesha sanghan ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च दिव्यान् पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवि देहे पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवि देहे सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च दिव्यान् पश्यामि देवांस्तव देवदेहे सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् अत्र सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुचितस्य ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगंश्च उरगांश्च दिव्यान् अर्जुनस्थलिङ्ग् हे देवदेव तव देहे अहं पश्यामि हे देवदेव हे देव तव देहे अहं पश्यामि फस्ट् देवान् पश्यामि ऐ सी देवास् इन् युवर् बाडी ओ लार्ड् ऐ सी देवास् इन् युवर् बाडी ओ देवास् आल्सो नाट् औट् सैड् आफ् भगवान् नाट् ओन्ली दट् सर्वान् तथा भूत विशेष सङ्गान् ऐ सी तथा एज् वेल् अहं पश्यामि भूत विशेष सङ्गान् ऐ सी द ग्रूप्स् दि होस्ट्स् आफ् मेनी बीङ्ग्स् varied beings, hosts of varied beings, bhuta vishesha sanghan sarvan tava dehe pashyami, he deva devan pashyami, bhuta vishesha sanghan sarvan pashyami. Brahmanam pashyami. कीदृशम् कमलासनस्थं ब्रह्माणं पश्यामि ऐ सी लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा के सीटेड ऑन लोटस कमलासनस्थः लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सिटिंग इन हिज लोटस सीट कमलासनस्थं ब्रह्माणं ईशं पश्यामि ऐ सी द लॉर्ड्स ऐ सी द लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा sitting in lotus kamalasanastam kamala asane tishtati yaha saha kamalasanastah one who remains sitting in the lotus I see brahma I see the lord brahma brahmanam isham kamalasanastitam Similarly, Rishi Nicha Sarvan Uragana Divyan. I also see divine Rishis. I see Rishis. I see also all Divyan Uragana. Means what now? Celestial snakes. Not local Indian snakes. Not the worldly snakes of this world. No, celestial snakes. I see all of them. पश्यामि देवान् तव देवदेहे सर्वांस्तथा भूत विशेष संघान् ब्रह्माणमीशं कमलासनस्थं ऋषींश्च सर्वानुरगांश्च दिव्यान् ऐ सी ऑल दीस थिंग्स इन योर बॉडी एक्चुअली फ्रॉम हियर ऑनवर्ड्स अर्जुनास डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ विश्वरूप दर्शन इज गोइंग टू कम I'm going to stop here. Any questions?
Swamiji, I have one. It's an off-topic question. Is it okay to ask one?
Please ask.
Okay, so it's a thought experiment basically. like as per the teachings, from what like I tend to have understood, it's like we have got like misled into believing what we are because of the society and the upbringing, etc. So suppose a newborn baby was kept away from everything, from the society, and like he is like born up in an isolated location, would there be ignorance in the baby or in the person then?
See, birth itself is because of ignorance. I tell you one thing, society, people, parentage, nothing really is responsible for what you see. In fact, because of your punyam, you are born in such a cultural background where you are allowed to see this. Okay, see, many people think that world is distorting our vision, perception. Many people are thinking that way. Because world influences you, don't believe world, don't say, take people what the others say, you think for yourself. See, that's a different thing. Whether you think for yourself, other for things for yourself, that's a different problem. But actually speaking, the very birth itself is because of ignorance. Not because you are born with a jnanam and then somebody makes you ignorant. That's not true. You are already born ignorant. The very birth itself is because of ignorance.
Right.
And then one thing, make it a point, society, people, nobody is responsible for your perception. Definitely not. The whole society has a way of life. If it's a Vedic society, if it's Indian society, Hindu society, definitely the way of life is completely based on teaching only, even though we do not study Veda. So naturally, all the customs they follow, the things they believe, they're all accepting your wrong perception of the world. They've been prescribed. All the customs, etc., they've been prescribed accepting a wrong perception.
Right.
No, why? Not that they say you're right. Okay. They already accept the wrong perception and they prescribe all these things what you're doing. Yes, Upanishad goes with us slowly to take us, divert us from where you are. That's why, really speaking, world is never responsible for our, how, what I see the world, how I see the world. Definitely not.
Okay. Thank you, Swami.
Any other question?
Arjuna had to have...
I was still really, very sleepy today, suddenly. After Sanskrit class, I became very sleepy today. I couldn't sleep last night. Okay. Tell me.
Arjuna had to have Divya Chakshus to visualize Divya Rupa. How come Sanjay had no mention of Sanjay?
Divya Chakshuhu means actually Jnanam. Sanjaya was a Jnani. See, Sanjaya, even though he was, that's what I'm saying, Dhritarashtra had the fortune of having Sanjaya as his PA. Even though he was there, he was absolutely free jnani. Sanjaya, Bhishma, they're all different category, people of different levels. Okay, but they're also there. That's what I'm saying, along with Ajnani, Adharmis, all jnanis also are there. But how they are objective, how they are not affected by anything. Sanjaya was the most coolest person, the whole thing. He was already a jnani. So, actually it was possible for him to see because of his mental disposition, condition. Because of his clean, mind was clean, it was possible. Whereas, for Arjuna, Krishna had to help him. Again, Arjuna asked him, I want to see, okay, I want to see as you describe, as you explain. So again, through this lesson, we should not take it literally that Bhagavan really showed him like this. That is not the idea. What Bhagavan wants to convey through this whole lesson, second, 11th chapter is, the whole universe is non-different from Bhagavan in the form of reality. There's no Bhagavan other than the reality. And Bhagavan is non-separate from the universe. Bhagavan is non-separate from the universe, the world is non-different from Bhagavan. Which means, Ekastham Jagati means what? The whole universe enjoys its existence in Bhagavan in the form of truth only. You can't separate Bhagavan and the world. That is what Advaita Bhagavan is in the form of the world. World is nothing but appearance of Bhagavan. But we are not able to see that. That needs vision, that needs understanding. How can I see the whole ocean as water? I should know what water is. Then I can see the whole ocean being water. Otherwise, I'll see only the ocean, not see the water. Similarly, a person needs some guidance, help to appreciate everything as, you know, Bhagavan. That Divya Chakshuka means we should take it literally. What Bhagavan wants to convey there, it is not possible with our eyes to see Bhagavan. Okay? It's not possible. Not that Bhagavan gave some special, some miraculous things or something.
Thank you, Swami.
Bhagavan blessed him with some skill, which means definitely one needs jnanam to appreciate the fact of Bhagavan being the whole. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.